This is a podcast from the Business Times.
It's Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. Here are news headlines to track going into your day from the Business Times news desk. Starting with international news. Supporters of Israel attacked a pro-Palestinian protest camp at the University of California in Los Angeles overnight. While New York's mayor said a pro-Palestinian protest at Columbia University, broken up by police, had been led by outsiders. Witness footage from UCLA, verified by Reuters, showed people wielding sticks or poles to hammer on wooden boards, being used as makeshift barricades to protect the pro-Palestinian protesters before police were deployed to the campus. On the other side of the country, New York police arrested pro-Palestinian demonstrators, holed up in a building at Columbia University, and removed a protest encampment. Turning now to Asian news. Eastern India experienced its hottest April on record, as a heatwave scorched parts of the country amid a general election, killing at least 9 people. The weather office has also forecasted above normal temperatures for May. Searing heat has been cited by political analysts as one of the reasons for low voter turnout in the 7-phase parliamentary election that began on April 19th, with results due on June 4th. The mean temperature in eastern India was 28.1 Celsius in April, the warmest since records began in 1901. With experts blaming a combination of factors. In Singapore news, Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong said he has prepared a leadership team to succeed him that deserves Singaporeans' confidence and support, and asked that all Singaporeans rally behind it to make the nation succeed. Speaking at the May Day rally, he said that despite dark clouds on the horizon, the Republic has built a strong foundation for its future generations to continue to write new chapters of the Singapore story. In a valedictory speech at the Sands Expo and Convention Centre, he said he felt a sense of satisfaction and completeness as he prepared to hand over Singapore in good order to his successor, Deputy Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, on May 15th. You are all caught up with the news. Have a great day. For business news and market updates through your day, visit bt.sg.
This is a podcast by the Business Times. Find more BT podcasts at businesstimes.com.sg/podcasts. Or wherever you get your podcasts.